السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، والصفوة الخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. This month is the month of self-building. Throughout the year, we have time to build our bodies, our physical structures, to refurbish our homes, our rooms, our offices. And of course, when you refurbish your house, redesign your house, your office, it gives you a sense of joy, a sense of renewal, a sense of happiness. It is the same effect when you refurbish your soul, refresh your nafs through self-building during this month. We need to give a jolt to the soul, to the nafs, otherwise it will stagnate. And once the soul stagnates, we would not enjoy spirituality, we would not enjoy the prayers. So we need to do so during this month. People spend a fortune on cosmetic surgeries, on changing their sizes and their shapes to look better, because they say it gives them self-confidence and self-worth and self-value. Imagine if we are able to reshape and reconstruct and refurbish our souls to make it look fresh and genuine and clean and refined, how much we're going to benefit. This is the season. The month of Ramadan is the time, the season for us, for self-building, to realize our worth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one sentence, in one word, He says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You may be reverent. You may reach reverence. And reverence has many meanings. One of them is when you realize your worth, your value. that you are someone important in the eyes of God. You are someone that God has endowed you with a responsibility, with a task to transform yourself, to change yourself, to live above your worldly and physical desires. Live above that through controlling your desires. Our souls are covetous. Our souls are demanding. They constantly demand material things, material food. But when we are able to control them for a while, for a few hours a day, we're going to ascend above these desires. We're going to be able to control them. At that time, the curtain is going to be removed. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. If we remain captive, if we remain enslaved to physical and material desires, that curtain is not going to be removed. That curtain is going to be drawn always. So we don't see the facts. We don't realize the facts. But when we are able to control these desires, this curtain slowly, slowly is removed. And we understand the truth about this life. The truth why we are here. The truth about our mission in this life. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Once we realize our worth and our value, we are not going to cheapen ourselves. We are going to live free. You hear once in a while that America is the land of the free. We hear this all the times. Land of free, what does it mean? The real land of the free is when you free yourself first. Before you free your land and your boundaries, you free yourself from captivity. Sometimes there are people who free their land from enemies, but they cannot free themselves from the internal enemy, from the Satan, from these whims and desires. So they are not free. You become free when you are free, not just your land, not just your territory or your house, but your nafs. Your nafs has to be free. You have to have self-control to say to your nafs, no, I'm not going to lower you because of this amount of money, because of this amount of desire. Today, Harvey Weinstein surrendered himself to the New York Police Department. And I saw his picture on the New York Times front page. He was handcuffed. This man is very influential. This man is a movie mogul. This man, people at some points, they aspired just to get his autograph, just to take a picture with him. He was very influential. He was one of the main makers of Hollywood. But now they took him to the cell. Why? Because despite his fame, despite his influence, despite his money, despite his intelligence, he was not free inside. He was not free. He was captive to his desires. And look what his desires did to him at the end. His money could not help him. His fame could not help him. His position in Hollywood, in America, could not help him. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, the worst type of slavery, abdu shahwa, the one who is enslaved to his whims and his desires. This is worse than someone who is owned by someone. Because if they own me, someone owns me, still I have a freedom to think. Still I have freedom to move. Still I have a freedom to claim my dignity. But if I enslave myself to my desires, I lose my dignity. I lose my thinking. My thinking would not be free. All what I am going to think about is my desires, lower desires. They captivate me. They entangle me. Therefore, I would not be free. We learn freedom in the month of Ramadan, how to free this soul, this qalb, from attachment to things that are low. And we learn how to free it and make it attached to things that are high, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a human values, human principles. I urge you, during the nights, before you go to bed, before you watch television, I urge you to listen to the du'as, especially one of the best du'as that has been provided by the best imam of the school of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He gave this du'a to one of his disciples, Abu Hamza al-Thamali, Thabit ibn Dinar. So the du'a is known as du'a Abi Hamza al-Thamali, beautiful du'a. Everything you need to ask God is in this du'a. About yourself, your family, your community, your dunya, your akhirah, everything that crosses your mind is found in this du'a. This du'a is comprehensive. If you read this du'a, which takes you 50 minutes, no more, then you don't have to do another du'a because you said it all. And you said it eloquently in the beautiful, most beautiful fashion, in the most spirit of submission, khudu' to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't miss these nights of Ramadan. Today is supposed to be the 9th. 1/3 of the month is gone. 1/3 of the month. Take advantage of the rest of this month to build yourself. Once you build yourself, you can build your family, you can build your community, you can build others, you can be successful. So when death comes, you don't regret because you have achieved something spiritual, something moral in your life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله, أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We have two dimensions, two sides of us, the physical and the spiritual, and both need good nourishment, good food, healthy food. And the food for the soul is the dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. The Quranic recitation with reflection, with understanding. And the dua also, my friends, do not underestimate the dua. If you don't have time to recite long du'as, recite the short ones. If you don't have time to recite the short ones, say one sentence. But that sentence has to come from your heart to be able to go to your Lord. God says, I listen. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am eminent, I am not too far. You don't have to scream so I can hear. I can hear you because I hear your heart. I look at your heart. And especially the dua after the salat, my friends. Please don't leave your position immediately. Stay for 2 more minutes. That's the best time because you have done your prayers. Your soul and your heart is ready to speak to God now, to speak intimately with God. So don't leave your position, your sajjada, immediately after the salat. When you do the taslim, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, stay. Begin with Tasbihatul Zahra, Tasbihullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which brings much confidence and much peace into your heart. And there are ta'qibat, my friends. By this time, you must know the ta'qibat of every prayers. And there are special ta'qibat during the month of Ramadan. Ya Aliyu, Ya Azim, Ya Ghafur, Ya Rahim. The other one, Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qubur al-surur, Allahumma aghni kulla faqir, Allahumma ashba' kulla ja'ir. These are complementary to your prayers. The hadith says, you know, we have nafila after the prayers. We do nafila sometimes before the prayers. Dhuhr and Asr are before the prayers. Maghrib, Isha and Fajr are after the prayers. The hadith says the dua that you read after the salat is more rewarding than the nafila that you do. The dua that you read after the salat has more thawab, more reward, more return than the nafila that you do. And then, my friends, one of the things that do not allow us to enjoy the dua is الْهَمُّ بِالدُّنْيَا بِشُؤُونِ الدُّنْيَا. When you over-concern yourself with your worldly life, when you keep your mind busy about my income, my salary, my house, my car, my payment, my dress, my food, my this, my that, that will take إِنَّ الْهَمَّ بِالدُّنْيَا يُذْهِبُ حَلَاوَةَ الْمُنَاجَاتِ. It will take away from you the sweetness, the beauty of the munajat with the Lord. So don't overshadow your relationship with God with the dunya. Have a trust in God. God never left you hungry. Never ever. Sometimes you lose some business, you lose some income, but you are not impoverished. He's not going to impoverish you. These things I said last night, sickness is a test, poverty is a test, weakness is a test, because sometimes at the time of strength, we don't pay attention to God's bounties. Sometimes during the time of health, we never say, thank you God for this health that you are giving me, where I can move and walk and function. So sometimes sickness is necessary. Sometimes deprivation is necessary. This is why in Ramadan, hunger and thirst is necessary, because it is going to bring your attention to something that you don't think about it. You don't pay attention to it when you are full, when your stomach is full. Hunger is a blessing. Thirst is a blessing. Sickness is a blessing too, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month is the month of the dua. Don't be overwhelmed with the dunya. I know we in America, we have been transformed into machines. Into machines. These hearts, when you move to this country, slowly, slowly, this heart become a physical machine, material machine. Why? Because they teach us that you have to buy this, to buy that. Especially when you watch television. During these 3 weeks, when I was bedridden, I had to watch television, the news. 99% of these news are depressing, believe me, depressing. Even the ad that they put, either about medicine, you know, how many types of medicine you see per day, how many ads. Or in new cars, people are driving a new car, his car is a brand new, but they entice him to go and change it, get another one. It's all about materialism. The heart, the mind becomes machine. Spirituality, humanity will be missing from it. Be careful. Be careful. What brings you back to God is the dua. Is the dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. And this verse, interestingly, this verse is 186 in Surah Al-Baqarah. The one before it, 185, is شهر رمضان الذي أنزل. So they are connected. The ayah of dua, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. It's about this season. When they ask you about me during this month, the month of Ramadan, I am eminent, قَرِيب. قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, during this month, when you pray, وَارْفَعُوا إليه أيديكم بالدعاء في أوقات صلواتكم. Your heart is praying, your mouth is speaking, but you need to raise your hand as a gesture of need, that my Lord, I need you. Despite everything that I have around me, this is not enough. I need you, your help. Raise your hand as a gesture of need and desperation to God. فَإِنَّهَا أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ. These are the best hours when you raise your hands. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِيهَا بِالرَّحْمَةِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. He would look at us with a glance of mercy. يُجِيبُهُمْ إِذَا نَاجَوْهِ. He will answer them when they talk to him. وَيُلَبِّيهِمْ إِذَا نَادَوْهِ. He will respond to them when they call upon him. وَيُعْطِيهِمْ إِذَا سَأَلُوهُ. He will give them when they ask him. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ. He will reply to them. إِذَا دَعَوْهُ. When they supplicate to him. So this is the month of the dua. Pray for your well-being, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Pray for your children and your parents and your family members. Pray for your community. And pray for the Muslimin worldwide. Now we can eat and drink and have family togetherness while still some parts of the Muslim world are suffering from war. Still, during the month of Ramadan, they are under bombardment. They are under siege, under embargo. One of them is the country of Yemen. Yesterday, the United States declared that the country of Yemen is a country of starvation. Starvation. Pray for those, so Allah bring them relief, inshallah. Tonight we're going to have one of the best reciters of Quran in the country, Sayyid Abadar Wahidi. He's coming from the Bay Area to stay with us 3 nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He will do Tajweed al-Quran, inshallah, and then a speech on the Quran. I might not be able to attend tonight, so I seek your excuse, and I need your prayers, inshallah, to recover my health. And during the first rak'ah, I would not be able to recite Suratul Jum'ah. I would recite Suratul Ikhlas instead. Allahumma akhbar lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا ودعاءنا وقرآننا في هذا الشهر العظيم واجعلنا من عتقائك من النار وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.